upon her request of somebody. She, well, let me start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for us all being here together in thy name, and open our hearts to the word and open our hearts to the message that I have prepared. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Well, anyway, that individual wanted me to give a testimony about how I got to know Oscar Baker. I'm sure many of you here knew him. And how I got to know about the family Bible. Well, I was coming back from the Rocky Mountain Grace Camp, and Ivan, I think he was out there the same year I was there in one of those Acts, well, I don't know, somewhere in Acts they are, I'm not quite sure.
Those were Acts 13ers.
Yeah. And in the back of the car, thrown up on the ledge there, there was this Bible. And I picked it down and I said, "This is just wonderful." I says, "Where can you get this?" And he says, "Well, I'll give you the address, but whatever you do, don't ask these people what they believe." So, of course, me being me, I said, "Well, I want one of your Bibles, and tell me why I was told this." Well, you can imagine the wonderful letter I got back from Oscar Baker. And I really, really appreciated the letter and really appreciated getting the Bible. And before I start on my lesson, I just wanted to... I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know that Marie and Joe Watkins send their best regards, and they're with us here today in spirit, and that they're both thinking about us and wish they could be here. Well, my lesson is going to be on kindness. And before we get into the Word, I'd like to get into Mr. Webster. And you can't find this anywhere, so I'll just read it to you. And the definitions of kind and kindness are, there are many definitions, and this is the old Webster dictionary written in the 1800s. What year was that, Jim? 1828 dictionary.
Jim helped correct it.
Yeah.
So,
here's some of the definitions of kindness, and it's benevolence, benignity, that sweetness of disposition, active beneficence in spite of ingratitude. And here's another definition, that temper or disposition which delights in contributing to the happiness of others, which is exercised cheerfully in gratifying their wishes, supplying their wants, or alleviating their distresses. And charity is another definition, and hospitality. And then we go down, and there's still some more definitions, and it's disposed to do good to others and to make happy by granting their requests, supplying their wants, or assisting them in distress, having tenderness or goodness of nature. Well, that sounds like a pretty wonderful thing, but let's see what God has to say about it. And we're going to go, I have a lot of scripture to read. I've trimmed them down just as much as I can. I got a lot of them. And I've got them in order so you can turn your pages in one direction. For the first five are on the word kindly, which is the adverb. We're going to do kindly, we're going to do kind, which is the adjective, and then we're going to go into kindness, the noun. And the first is Genesis 24, verses 49 and 50, and that's on page 34. And here we have Isaac's servant going on to find a wife for Rebekah. And he doesn't go with him. The servant's in charge. In verse 49, "And now, if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, 'The thing proceeded from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good.'" So so we ask them to please be kind to them. And now we're going to go to Genesis chapter 47, verse 29. That's on page 67. And this is Jacob, or Israel, talking to Joseph, verse 29. And he says, "And the time drew nigh that Israel must die. And he called his son Joseph and said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, put thee thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt." And of course, as we know, Joseph was dealt kindly with his father, and he buried him in the Holy Land. And now, we'll go, just flip the page a little bit. We got Genesis 50, 21. And that's page 71. And it says, "Now, and therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them." Imagine the kindness of Joseph. His brother threw him in a hole, thinking he'd never even live any longer. And this was the kindness. Joseph was a very kind man. And he spoke kindly unto them. And I'm sure that he forgave them of all the wickedness that they had done to him. Now the last scripture on the word kindly is in Romans 12:10. And that's on page 687. No, excuse me, 16:1-6-8-7. This is 12:10. This is verse 10. I'm actually going to read a few verses around it. Let me start with verse 9. "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Being kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." And he goes on. But there again is the word kindly. And now we're going to go on to the word kind, which is the adjective. And we're going to go to 2 Chronicles 10, verses 6 and 7, and that's page 580. Chapter 10, verses 6 and 7. And this, you may remember, is when Solomon dies and Rehoboam has a chance to go on a king of the people. And Rehoboam says, "And the king Rehoboam took counsel with the old men that had stood before Solomon, his father, while he yet lived, saying, What counsel give ye me? Return answer to this people. And they spake unto him, saying, If thou be kind to this people, and please them, and speak good words to them, they will be thy servants forever." Well, you think he did that? No. He didn't do that, and he paid the consequences. The Jeroboam rebelled, and they were at war with each other for a long time, probably, I guess, until they were taken away until Babylon and beyond. And go to Luke 6:35, page 1450. Verse 35. And love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. Ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Imagine the love of God. Love thine enemies. He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. That shows you the, I think, one beautiful extreme of being kind. The limit of God's kindness is infinite. Now we'll go to 1 Corinthians 13, 4, page 1718. And here we have this wonderful chapter on love, the Christian love. And verse 4 is, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. So charity, love is kindness itself. Kindness is love. And now we're going to go to the definitions. There are many more of these, of the noun, the word kindness. And we'll start in Genesis 40, 14. That's page 56. Verse 14. And this is, to backtrack a little bit, kind of paraphrase what went on before, the baker and the butler had a dream. And Joseph, they call him in, they know he can interpret dreams, so they say, well, you know, what does this mean? And here he's talking to the baker, and he's interpreted his dream and tells the baker, well, 3 days you're going to get out of jail and you're going to go back and the butler, the servant, and go back and work for Pharaoh, and everything's going to be fine again. And here's what Joseph asks, the one favor of interpreting this dream, and I imagine alleviating him from knowing he wasn't going to be hung like the other gentleman. And Joseph makes a request, and he says, and think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. Well, what'd he do? He didn't say a thing to Pharaoh, but Joseph wanted him to be kind, and the gentleman was not kind to him. But that's kind of the way of the world. And now we're going to go to Joshua 2:12. That's page 2:12. This is verse 12. Now therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye shall show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save my father and my mother, and my brethren and my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And this is Rahab, the harlot, speaking. She got the spies there, and she says, show kindness. This is the word she uses. The way the Lord uses this word, that they will show kindness unto her because they the Lord had told him to destroy Jericho. And by God's grace, this woman and her family, they were all saved alive. The town was destroyed, all men, women, and children. God didn't, I don't know what they were doing there in Jericho, but the Lord didn't seem to like what was going on there. And it's interesting to know, just as a sidelight, for those of you that may not know this, but Rahab is also in Matthew 1:5. We won't turn over there. And she is a Gentile woman listed in the lineage to Christ the King in Matthew. One of two Gentile women that are mentioned there, Rahab and Ruth. So she had a, not only God said kindness, but she really believed on the Lord, and the Lord chose her. She was a chosen vessel also unto the Lord. And let's go to 1 Samuel 20:14. And this is on page 395. It's 1 Samuel 20:14, page 395. You're welcome. And this is, David's just had a javelin thrown at him, and Jonathan's trying to save his life. And Jonathan loved David probably than maybe anybody's ever loved his own flesh and blood. And this is the conversation here between them. And in verse 20, he says, "And thou will not only," this is Jonathan talking to David, because Jonathan kind of knows that David's favorite of the Lord. So Jonathan says, "And thou, not only while I live, show me, yet while I live, show me kindness of the Lord, that I die not." So here's Jonathan, whose father was king, but he said David could have kindness for him. And they were certainly, I guess as far as friends go, maybe that's a real example of friendship in this world, Jonathan and David. I think they were really wonderful, wonderful friends. And let's go to 2 Samuel, 2nd chapter, verses 4 through 6, page 410. Got a wonderful word here. And David had just been anointed king. And it says in verse 6, we'll start with verse 5. Chapter 2, verse 5. "And David sent messengers unto the men of Jabesh Gilead, and said unto them, Blessed be ye of the Lord, that ye have showed this kindness unto your Lord, even unto Saul, and have buried him. And now the Lord show kindness and truth unto thee, and I will yet requite you this kindness because you have done this thing." And notice the word, and I don't know if this is the only instance, but notice the word that's used in the first, kindness is used twice in the scripture. But notice the word, "And now the Lord show kindness and truth unto you." I hope you can see the connection there, that kindness in itself is truth here. And David uses this, and the Lord uses this, so we can understand the truth of what kindness is. I think when we're kind, I think it really shows out the light of the Lord shines out in us. And let's go now to 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 7. First Kings 2:7. I don't have the page number for that one. All And this is Solomon. And it said, but show kindness unto the sons of Barzillai the Gileadite, and let them be those that eat at thy table. For they came to me when I fled because of Absalom, my brother. So this is David again saying to Solomon to show kindness unto these folks, to his son Solomon, who was wise, and I'm sure that he complied and did show kindness unto them. Now let's go into the Psalms, and Psalms 31, verses 21 and 22. And that's page 748. Verses 21 and 22. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. And I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou hast heard at the voice of my supplication when I cried unto thee. Here again we see his marvelous kindness. Here we have other words connected with the word kindness. We had truth, and now we have the word marvelous. And now we'll go what I think. And you might correct me on this, what might be the shortest chapter of the whole Bible, and that's Psalms 117. I'm not positive that this is the shortest chapter of the Bible, but I believe it is.
It's also the very center chapter. Out of 1,189 chapters, it's the center chapter.
That's marvelous, too. Yeah. 117, and we're on page 836. And I'll read the whole chapter. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. What a wonderful psalm that is. His merciful kindness. And we have another word in conjunction with kindness there, his mercy. And we're going to look in Psalms 119, 76, and that's just a couple of pages over here, page 840. Verse 76. And I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. And there again we have the merciful kindness of our Lord. And now we're going over to the Proverbs. This was something I didn't know for time I could get this in, but I can't leave it out. And it's Proverbs 31. And we'll start at verses 18, you go to 26, and it's on page 905. This is just too beautiful to leave out. And here I'm sure you folks are familiar with this wonderful scripture describing a perfect, virtuous woman in this world. And we'll start with verse 18, and I'll read. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she stretcheth forth her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, and when he sitteth among the elders of the land, she maketh fine linen, and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. There we have kindness again, with the Lord in a different frame, the law of kindness. And I think even though we're not under the law, we may be the law of kindness, I think that should be something we definitely should be under. Okay, well, let's go to Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 2, and it's on page 1018. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 2. Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in the land that was not sown. Well, this scripture is very unusual because there the Lord is talking about the kindness of Israel. Which is kind of, you know, they were pretty rebellious out there, but even called them kind here. Let's go down to Joel chapter 2, verses 10 through 13. That's on page 1227. Not too far away from here. Joel chapter 2. Verse 10, and we know this scripture appears elsewhere in the Word. Joel 2:10. And the earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, and the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great, for he is strong that executed his work. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore also now saith the Lord, Turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Here we have a wonderful scripture. We also have this scripture in the, what they call the New Testament, about the latter times. And here God's just telling them to, you know, come back to me, you know, because his kindness is so great. I mean, think of all the things that Israel and Judah, look what all them people did. They just and God just says, because of his great kindness, just, you know, repent and come back to me. But that's the kindness of our Lord. And now we're going to finish up in the New Testament. And we're going to go to 2 Corinthians 6th chapter, verses 3 through 7. And there's another word we're going to get here. It's another word connected with the word kindness. Very, very special word. It's interesting with the study of the word kindness, all the different words like truth and grace and the word we're going to read now that are connected with kindness. Second Corinthians 6, and we'll start with verse 3. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, and by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. Notice the words surrounding kindness there. Long-suffering. And I think sometimes kindness is very often a long-suffering thing. And look at the other word on the backside here. By the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit. And I think when we have genuine kindness, I think the Holy Spirit's really, really working in us. And let's go to Ephesians 2, 6 and 7. And that's on page 1762. Ephesians 2, 6 and 7. And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. That's just the, I don't know if you can, any more exalted kindnesses than in this scripture here. It just shows the absolute kindness of the Lord that he would raise us up to the heavenly place. That's the kindness of God. And Colossians 3, 12 through 15, 1785 in the Companion Bible. Colossians 3, verses 12 through 15. And this is another aspect of kindness that God is revealing to us. It's amazing in all these scriptures how there's different words like Holy Ghost, and we're going to get another new one in the Titus scripture here in a minute. But this is really special one here in Colossians 3:12 through 15. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. You imagine these things, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. What does this all lead to? Love. It leads to the peace of God. Can we imagine anything so wonderful as to have the peace of God in our lives? And let's look at Titus 3:4. Just on page verse 4. Titus 3:4. And after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Well, this is a little bit different for love toward man. And I think it further explains kindness, and the word is, in the Greek, is philanthropia, where the word philanthropic comes from, which is the idea of a philanthropist is somebody that is kind and gives. And so this is a very interesting rendering of the word kindness and the word in Greek that's associated with it here. And we're going to look at 2 Peter. First chapter, verses 5 through 8. That's on page 1864. 1 Peter, 2 Peter. First chapter, verses 5 through 8. And besides this, giving all diligence, and to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And here I think Peter gives a wonderful correlation here. He uses the word brotherly kindness. And as we should be, as we are here, and I think we all feel that we're all brothers and sisters in the Lord. Sometimes I don't know why it's chosen me to know these truths of the wonderful truths we know, but I'm so thankful to have this brotherly relationship here with you folks and have the brotherly kindness that exists here when we get together. And let me finish with a very special scripture, which I have to mention a little something about this scripture. And the reason that I did this lesson was somebody gave me a little card. I don't know what they call that, the teachers, the little cards they hit in. And they wrote on the card what kindness was and what the definition was. And I had it at home, and I had it there in my dresser, and I'd look at it every day, and that's really important stuff. I better do a little study on kindness. And this study for me has been a really very, very emotional thing for me, because I see at the end of I'm getting older, and I see, each day that goes by, that's one less day we have. And if we're kind, I think it's a wonderful day. So let me just finish off with this scripture, and I'll have a word of prayer. And I really don't want to say anything about this scripture, because I don't think there's anything much we need to add to it. And that's Ephesians 4:32. And that's on page 1767. Verse 32. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. And I'll have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank Thee that we're able to come together, and may we learn and be kind to amongst each other, and may we be kind as a daily testimony to the world. I think kindness is something we really need. I really need it more in my life, and I think we all need it more. And may You give us that strength in the Holy Spirit to let our life shine with this kindness. And we ask it all in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you all very much.